Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is July the 4th, 2026, Independence Day, the day the Constitution was formed 250 years ago. And I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July, and I hope the hell we don't end up in a war in America before this is over with this greater Israel crap. Now, Joe, I have him on, Professor Joe, and he brought it to my attention. I saw something this morning on it, but go ahead, Joe. I'm going to let you explain it.
Okay, down here, this is a little bit of a long diatribe, but it's not that long. All right, Russia is being shellacked by drones. Those drones are driven by people like Delta Force, Special Forces, from Germany, England, France. Those are the guys that the Rus are fighting. They are passing themselves off as Ukrainian soldiers, but it's not. Those guys are too decisive in what they're doing, and that's how I determined, because there's no men left in the Ukraine. Now, what that means is because they were getting poor training, they left. Now, the entire government of Ukraine are Jews, and that is who is behind of the attacking on Russia, because the crazy neocons are the ones that are pushing us into World War III. That's what they want. They want World War III. Now, here's a little bit of a real history on the Ukraine. The Ukraine, on its northeastern border, was really the Khazars, the Khazars. The Rus, who were Vikings, from their rowboats, came down and conquered them. They are the ones that is the Rus who created the Ukraine. And for 300 years, it was part of Mother Russia. Well, when the Bolshevik, who are Jews, and it's Jew instigated, came in and took over, and they made the Ukraine into a province, and so from that they could control them through things like the Holodomor, in which the Cossack was slaughtered through starvation. In other words, they took away their plows, they took away their farms, they murdered them, they executed them. 12 million Rus were murdered by the Soviet. In other words, the Bolshevik. Now, the average Bolshevik, the average Ukrainian, was sick and tired of the Soviet. So when Hitler came along, they joined up with the Nazis to overthrow the Soviet, because they were sick and tired of what was being done to them by these Khazars. And just remember, the Zelensky government is, its entire office are Jews. And the people that are pushing this are the neocons from right here in the United States. Ultimately, it is the Rothschilds that sit in the city of London that manage the policies. So when you hear people like Alex Jones use the globalist, he's purposely skewing it. It is the Jew that is doing it. Why? Because Harold Rosenthal, who was an administrator from Jacob Javits, said to Walter White, "Our God is not your God. Our God is Lucifer." Most Jews don't know this, but our God is Lucifer. And there you have it in a short snip. And Russia is being blasted. Now, what Putin is doing, I think he is maybe part of the program, but we'll see what happens. Okay, Stu, so go ahead.
Well, I did see a video on it last Thursday morning where they were bombing with those drones. They were blowing up their oil refineries in Russia. In Russia. Now, the Khazarian Jews are the ones that control Israel, or Israel controls them. That's where they came from. And during World War II with the Nazis and all that, the Khazarians teamed up with the Nazis that killed the Palestinians. And they put them in the in those camps, and they killed him and executed him, etc. And it was Raphael Tan, General Raphael Tan, who was on my butt one time. He's dead now. Him and Mike Arreri, but Raphael Tan was back then at that time. He was one of the ones that created Israel. Created Israel. They went in and took over the Palestinian state and declared himself to be Israel. And started flying their flag with a satanic emblem on it. Now, that was in 1947. And they murdered 40,000 Palestinians in Palestine, which is now called Israel. Illegally called Israel. And they slaughtered them. They put them in mass graves, 40,000 of them, just like they've killed millions in what's called Palestine today. Okay? On the West Bank, where they kicked them out of Israel and drove them into there. And then they built their own fort or their own country again. And what do? They come in and destroy it again. Because they're the real Jews. They're the real Jews of ancient time, folks. They're the Hebrews. They are the ones, many of them became Christians because of Christ. But the ones in Israel are not. They worship the devil. They don't worship any Jesus. They don't worship any God. They worship themselves. And we're going to have World War III over this, in my opinion. As Russia has threatened, basically, the United States, and so has China, that if this continues, you keep supporting Ukraine, and they keep bombing us, basically, in the past couple, 3 weeks, you're going to find out something in America you're not going to like. Now, Super Spook Otis Johnson was once on the phone with General Flynn, and they were talking to Russian Putin. They woke him up. He was working the NSA out of his house, because I remodeled his house, and, you know, I'm on business. Don't come in here. He wouldn't let me come in. It was on his computer. And when he was talking to people. But they woke him up about 10 o'clock, he said. He goes to bed about 9:30 or did. He's dead now in 2017. They murdered him. And 2 weeks later, General Flynn was illegally indicted. Because he says Mueller doesn't do his job and arrest Hillary Clinton for her fake Russian dossier. He says, I'm going to arrest Mueller. And he had that capacity to do it. But he's on the phone with Russian Putin. They ask him to get on the phone. And because he spoke a fluent Russian. And he spoke to him. He told him who he was. He said, Otis, I know who you are. He says, you're powerful. He says, are you telling me the United States did not gas Syria? This was over gas in Syria. He says, no, we weren't the ones. He says, who was, Otis? He says, Israel did it. He says, you're not lying to me. He said, no. He said, if I find out you're lying, if I find out anybody in the United States doesn't, he says, I'm going to drop a nuke in the Azov Fault, which, folks, is off the coastline of New York about 200 miles, or whatever it is, 200-300 miles. He said, I'm going to drop a nuke with a submarine down in the Azov Fault, which will cause a tidal wave 1,800 feet tall to go halfway across the United States, all the way from Canada to the tip of Florida, and he said, to the Mississippi River, and it will kill better than half your population. You understand me? He says, yes, sir. He says, I guarantee it wasn't us. He said, you better put a stop to Israel from doing this. And that was the conversation Otis told me. Now, Putin, all he does is drop a nuke in that Azov Fault. Huh. That's the coastline of the United States. Half of the entire East Coast will die. East Coast. But add to that, Joe.
All right, now let's back this up a little bit so everybody gets a better picture. After the murder of Charlie Kirk, it was revealed how the Jew controls the United States. And they showed the Department of State and other bureaucracy. That is the deep democracy of bureaucracy. And don't think for a second that Trump is on our side. He belongs to the mega boys. And this is where Alex Jones smears things and thinks that Trump is maybe okay, maybe not okay. No, Trump is on their side because they created Trump. They're the ones that gave him his money. And so take this in mind. It is the neocon-like Jew that is bringing this mess that we have in the Ukraine and in the Mideast. Right, and the middle of the hive, the heart of the hive, is the city of London. and within the Rothschild family. So, Stu, I got to get off.
Okay, I want to add a couple things. I want to add a couple things before you get off. Is that, remember, folks, the 12 disciples of Satan, they're called. And then the Baphomet, the goat-headed demon, devil, comes up at their big satanic parties. They just had one in Denver on the 21st and 22nd of June. Now, I posted a radio show that was done yesterday. I posted it. It was done on July the 2nd, Professor Joe and I. And go in and take a look about Israel nuking Lebanon. And look at the links underneath it. It tells you who AIPAC is in America. It's my ex-father-in-law that's now dead. He was possessed, as Otis said, whatever lived him, and lived for thousands of years, meaning a fallen angel. And he said, now it possesses Larry Mizell. So he said, the heat's not off you, no, Stu. He said, you did too much damage to Larry Mizell when he had Silverado. You closed Silverado Savings Loan down. You exposed the Denver airport. You exposed AIPAC. You exposed all this crap. Nuclear material being sold from Rocky Flats. Stolen. Gunther Rusbacher, my friend, was a CIA agent that transferred it to St. Louis to AIPAC Aviation, which then Israel took it. And Israel sold it to North Korea, to Iran, to Libya. I forgot where else they sold it, several places. Iran has that nuclear material. They have that. Enriched uranium stolen from Rocky Flats, which produces our uranium for our missiles, folks. Joe, you want to add anything?
That's about it. We've got to go.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody have a great 4th of July. And Joe, you have one too. And what's left of it. And we'll be talking soon, folks. Thank you for listening.